boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I know we get like PTO days for vacation and you get it for like sick days or whatever. Can we add just like one more?
I'm always down.
And I'm only asking like for 1 to 2 days of a year. But can this be under the category of I threw my neck or my back out? Because I'm going to be honest with you, when you do that, you don't want to come to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're miserable the entire day. People try to like, hey, Taylor. And then you're like, ah, crap. I got to like move my neck the right way.
Turn my entire body to look at you.
Plus, this, I'm also a firm believer it's dangerous to drive like that, especially if your neck is. Like,
dude.
How am I supposed to look over my left shoulder and make sure no one's over there when I can't even turn that way?
I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse, even if you sleep on your neck wrong, waking up and being like, I can't function today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cry if I look at my cubicle neighbor. I think it's best to stay home.
That's what I'm saying, Taylor. I bring this up because I woke up with my neck. It's got like a kink in it or something. I don't know what's going on. Don't ask for me on my left side.
I'm glad that I'm sitting right in front of you for the next 4 hours. Nobody else ask to see the left side of her.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Are you down for a science experiment?
Yeah.
We're going to make our hypothesis. And you remember when we would do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what's happening.
Can we put it all on a poster like we used to? You know, you'd have the hypothesis and you have it all laid out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to do that.
I'm down to make a big poster of this.
Because not only did you get to do the science, but you got to do arts and crafts with the poster.
That's what I actually liked about science class.
Uh-huh.
There is a science experiment going around on TikTok. The rice experiment.
Okay.
So what you do is you take your cooked rice and you divide it into three containers. You label them love, hate, and ignore. For 30 days, each jar, you take it out of the fridge and you do what it says on the top of it. So for the love one, you speak nicely to it. You say, thank you so much, rice. You're so beautiful and you are loved and you are worthy, and you put it back in the fridge. And then you take out your hate one, and you say, you are so stinky and worthless, and I hate you so much, and I wish you would get out of my fridge. But here you are taking up space in my life. I hate you, and then you put it back. And then the ignore one, you ignore it. You don't do anything with it. And what people are showing is the result of how you speak to something and how it affects it.
Is this like back, I remember in science, actually, shockingly enough, we would grow different things and they told us to speak to it because it helps the plants grow.
Yeah.
I sang to it.
Oh.
Did it turn out Nobody okay? liked when I did
okay,
that.
Yeah. Did it survive?
It did.
Oh. Well, most people, okay, so that's shocking.
I think it did. I don't remember.
Most people are showing clips. Now you have to take everything with a grain of salt on the internet, but are showing that their love rice after 4 weeks, which is a long time for rice to be in the fridge, stays fine. It looks like normal rice. You can fluff it up. I mean, I wouldn't eat it. Fluff it up with a fork when they open it and see what it's looking like. The ignore one, sometimes it looks fine. Sometimes it's a little nasty. The hate one, people are showing like mold and disgusting, disturbing things, saying that if you speak hatefully to something, you are basically like tearing it down literally and physically. And then if you speak nicely to something, you keep it preserved, I guess. This is a long experiment that's been going on. There's not really any science to back it up, but that's what people are doing on TikTok.
I think we should do it here. The problem is there's not a whole lot of room in our refrigerator. Got a lot of people here, a lot of lunches to fill. But there is, I already feel like we've already solved this mystery because there is a coffee creamer in there from 2022 that no one's taken out. So someone must be giving it love every single day.
Are people using it?
I would hope not.
Oh, this.
But I can tell you, I know that it's been in there since 2022, and yet I haven't done anything.
Dude, I'm going to watch the security cams and be like, who is talking nice and dirty to this creamer?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
at 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I felt like I was a kid again today because my mommy dropped me off at work.
Well, when you say mommy, yeah, you are a kid again.
I don't actually call her that, by the way.
I would hope not.
No, my mom dropped me off.
My mommy.
Today at work, which doesn't ever happen.
It's fine if we do.
I don't, personally. But I had to take my car in and get my tire fixed. Mm-hmm. I have had to fill that stupid thing up so much over the last week that I finally took it in, and I wanted to just leave it there for the day. So my mom picked me up from the dealership, and she brought me here into work. And it made me just think, like, when I was in fifth, sixth grade, it was so uncool to have your parent, like, oh my God, my parents are dropping me off. Like, don't, mom, stop being embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Oh God, well, like, my boyfriend's gonna see. But now, like, I'm like, can we do this every day? Me and my mom, we're just chit-chatting. I'm telling her about everything that's going on at work, and she drops me off, and I'm like, I never get to socialize on my drive to work. It was kind of nice.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Were you guys just talking, you and your mommy?
Mommy.
Once he dropped you off at work?
Yeah.
Because I do recall a time.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this. Yeah. Uh-huh. I do recall, like, a couple months ago, you told me that your mom would drop you off at work and she would play Milkshakes.
Yeah.
The song. Mm-hmm. Were you guys jamming?
No. Her music choice was a little odd today.
Really?
It was like Careless Whisper. Never gonna dance again.
Please don't ever let me get on a phone call or meeting with our IT department ever again, because I absolutely embarrassed myself today.
It is pretty easy to do with, mm-hmm. with the
people
IT.
Who are so smart.
Yeah. You just kind of feel stupid sometimes.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. So I needed help getting back into, like, a website. I had gotten locked out. Couldn't get in for the life of me. I was sending mm-hmm. them proof, screenshot, things like that. And they were like, okay. We're just going to have to get on a phone call. I never asked for it, but they called me. And then they're like, you know what? Can we, like, remote into your computer? We need to actually see what's happening. I'm mm-hmm. like, all right, fine, whatever. We get everything resolved, but now it's to the point that I have to change my password. They're still on. Mm-hmm. They can see everything I'm doing on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
What I did first was just press a button. Like, I think I pressed H or something because I wanted to see when I'm changing this password. Can I see it and can they see it? Because that'd be embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, the H pops up. And I'm like, dang it. They're going to see the new password. Fine, whatever. I don't care if IT knows my password. But I do care how embarrassing I make my passwords.
Right.
You know what you have to make it something that you can remember. Mm-hmm. I'm not just putting in numbers like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Like, I'm not doing that.
No, it's something that, like, means enough uh-huh. to you, but it has to be a little bit obscure. So that's normally embarrassing.
Yes, and some numbers that mean things to me. Things like that.
Mm.
I'm like, on the phone with them, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, give me a second. I don't know what to think.
Oh, my God. And he's probably like, lady, I'm not even looking.
Dude, every word that came to my mouth or it came to my mind, embarrassing. Hot dog was first one. Hot dog. That's not my best word. Well, that was the first word that came to my mind. Hot dog. Then I was like, I don't know.
Sausage.
Where you think I was going with
that? That's what I'm asking you.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
We've been doing this quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that every time I hear mm-hmm. that little sunrise sound, I'm like, oh my God, it's time.
You should see her just even now, but this is every day.
Well, I first hear you, I'm like, what is this?
She hears it. And then it's like panic. Like, you know when you've been driving and there's a deer in front of you and the deer's like, wait a minute, do I keep going forward? Now do I stop? Like, deer questions all life in front of it. That's what you do every time you hear the sound of, it's time for a Taylor window update. She's like, deer, deer, deer.
I haven't looked outside. Here's the thing. I don't want to look outside because it's depressing out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark. I don't want to touch anything because I'm getting shocked.
Can I tell you something? You know how I was giving you crap yesterday for thinking it was going to snow this weekend?
Is this my apology? Otherwise, I don't want to hear it.
No, I'm not going to give you an apology. But I will tell you, I did dream it happened last night, mm-hmm. that it was snowing on Saturday, and you were just blowing up my phone with, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. I mean, that's not going to happen this weekend, but it at least happened in my dream, so you're welcome. You mm-hmm. got that. Why are you looking at me?
I'm just saying. Maybe it will. It will not happen. Listen, I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to snow this weekend. It's far too soon. But if it does, I will mail you something nefarious. I don't know how people cuddle as a...
Well, you're talking... You're the one who's probably the least cuddable in the room.
Out of the two of us. Yep, that's probably correct.
She's like, don't touch me.
No, for realsies. I'm so serious. But last night, I finally got to watch Dancing with the Stars since I couldn't watch it live on Tuesday. And me and my boyfriend were sitting on the couch, and we decided we want a sweet treat. So I made us a milkshake to share. Because I'm like, my dirty two dishes. You know, we're just going to drink out of the same straw. Mm-hmm. So normally when we're like hanging out on the couch watching TV, we're not sitting right next to each other. We have
You got a whole couch. Why are you going to do that?
Yeah, and we have two sections that have like long leg situations.
Nice.
And we both like to lay with our legs out straight. So we are decently far apart. But as we're sharing the milkshake last night, I was like, okay, I'll come sit in the corner with you. We'll share a blankie and we'll have our milkshake together. Aw, adorable. No. It's not practical. It's not. Because he's like, oh, I'm getting hot. And then he was like putting his leg on me. And I'm like, okay, that like is hurting my thigh. Ouch. Can you stop doing that? And then he's like, well, can't you spoon me? And laying on his side. I'm like, dude, your butt is like in my left rib cage. This is not. I hate it. It's really sweet if that's what you like to do is cuddle on the couch. Not my vibe.
Taylor, that was the most unsexy thing I think you've ever said. Like, where are you guys at in your relationship?
I'm saying, like,
romance is gone.
Well, I'm just kidding. We're out of the honeymoon phase, whatever you want. Who's sitting on the couch like that?
No,
together?
We don't. We wouldn't do that.
I'm sweating.
Just kidding. Yes, I would.
Meanwhile, you're like begging for it.
I am. I really am. Even at night when we're in bed, I'm like, do you think maybe you could just get a little bit closer?
Oh, my God.
I know the holidays are coming. We're going to see family we haven't seen in a really long time. And to be honest with you, Taylor, the stress of wanting to be engaged so badly is getting to me. It's getting out of hand.
I don't know how it could get more out of hand than it already has.
It did. So we get mail all the time, but last night we had gotten something from Siebke Hoyt, and it was to tell you that they're having like a wedding band show this weekend. Oh. It's a little pamphlet. I'll show you the picture. I put this thing sitting straight up on the counter so you couldn't miss it if you walked into the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I have it sitting straight up. My boyfriend neighbor man walks in and he goes, oh, what's going on here? Did you just throw the mail in the air and it happened to land like that?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you're trying to give me a sign. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
I think Fat Mochi did it.
Yeah, right. Right.
It's still sitting there to this day. I'm going to keep moving around the house.
Oh.
You know?
Well, so, okay, but he already has it, right?
He does.
I mean, I guess you could go get another one.
No, it's just the whole purpose of it is I'm going to lay it around everywhere so he remembers he has a ring. And at any point in time, you could propose. I'm ready.
I can't wait to see how long this goes on.
With the little pamphlet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is going to be our third year we're for Stuff the Wagon with those girls in the afternoon. This year, we're teaming up with Ziogiano. So we're going to be at a Ziogiano's near you over the next 5 weeks.
Monday is our first stop. 3 to 7, you'll find us at the Marion Ziogiano's.
It's the same thing as it's always been the last couple of years. We ask for your help to get donations for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Mm-hmm. Because we want to make sure that they're taken care of. Obviously, everybody gets super busy during the holiday season. So we want to make sure that they are well-equipped when they get busy as it gets colder outside.
However, we're going to do an expansion this year.
Yes.
It's not just going to be for our furry friends at Cedar Valley Humane Society. There are other bellies that we need to take care of this holiday season.
Yeah. So, no secret that there's a lot of confusion and a lot of things going on with SNAP funding. So food insecurity is a huge issue mm-hmm. right now for a lot of people everywhere, including in our community.
And including myself, I actually grew up on, this is going to be really hard. I grew up, I always hope I wasn't going to cry. Okay. I grew up on SNAP benefits when I was a kid. Hi. Shoot.
Taylor's
gonna have to help me. on SNAP benefits when I was a kid. And I had free lunches from the school, breakfast and lunch. And so it's going to be a lot this year to do stuff the wagon, not just for our free friends, because you know that I've got my cat from Cedar Valley Humane Society. But this year, we really want to help those who really need food. So it's for the whole family. We're getting donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society because the pets are just like our kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we also need to feed the families this holiday season as well.
Yeah, because the holidays are already stressful as is. So the last thing that anybody should have to be worrying about is food on the table, mm-hmm, or food for your pets.
Mm-hmm.
So we're opening it up completely. We're stuffing the wagon for the entire family.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be pet food. It could be pet toys, treats, mm-hmm, same old office supplies, cleaning supplies for Cedar Valley Humane Society, which they are so grateful for every year. But we're also going to be accepting non-perishable food items for our friends at HACAP so that they can keep their pantry stocked, because especially with all of this going on, plus the holidays, they need to get, mm-hmm, through as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be where I'm at today, getting to talk to you through the radio, if it wasn't for the SNAP benefits that my family was able to get to keep food on the table. So if you're able to help us out this year, we would really, really appreciate it. We're going to be out 5 Mondays starting this coming Monday for Stuff the Wagon, which is going to be stuffing bellies for the entire family this year.
We are so excited to expand, yes, on our mission,
uh-huh,
and hope to see you out there. Any donation is a great donation, big or small. So we can't wait to see you on Monday.
Get the details right now on the free Z102.9 app.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Who doesn't love a trend to annoy your partner?
I'm always here for it.
I have seen this everywhere, and I feel like if anybody could make it happen, and I mean this lovingly, it's you.
Okay, well, I'm here for it.
I keep seeing videos.
I don't know if that was a compliment
this. Okay. It is. I keep seeing videos of people telling my boyfriend or husband or whatever a corny joke and then laughing obnoxiously to see how he responds.
Oh, I've got that laughing obnoxiously now. What are you talking
about? But like to the point where...
What kind of corny joke are we saying?
Like a dad joke, like, okay, a pun. I have a list here in case you need to take some home.
I can do this.
But the point is that you have to change it up, that it's so obnoxious.
So not my iconic laugh.
That it's not your cackle that you always do that he's used to.
What if I do that?
That? I've never heard that one before. I think we could see how many different laughs you can come up with, maybe.
Okay, well, I had that was, mm-hmm, one. Wait, I'm going to laugh.
Maybe like a
I always like when people have like the witch laugh, you know?
I feel like you do.
Oh, is that my normal laugh?
It's one of your like 6 options.
I could make it a little bit more subtle.
No, it has to be obnoxious.
Oh, it's got to be obnoxious.
Now we're talking.
That was more like Santa, but I like it.
I like it.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I'm officially and a resident of Marion. I'm pretty proud of it.
I mean, you have lived there since
April.
Okay.
I mean, you would
why
think,
now?
You would think me changing my driver's license address made me more official, my voting registration, all that. No, screw that. What made me really official last night is I opened a Marion Public Library card.
Ooh.
Like a library card. I haven't had a library card, Taylor, since when I lived back in Vinton. Okay. And like I was in middle school and, uh-huh, I would check out books all the time. I've been thinking about it for a while, and something got into me when I got off of work last night that I was like, you know what? They're open till 8. I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened the library card. I got to pick my color. They let you pick your color of your card, Taylor.
Okay, no, stupid question.
Do you want to know the colors?
Who doesn't read? No, they still do a physical library card. I'm kind of surprised by that it's not digital.
Yeah, I got like a debit card looking size. Ooh. And then a little tag that can go in my keys.
Oh.
Yeah, and I could pick between red, green, or like a ready orange. I picked red orange.
Okay,
you know?
We were all dying to know.
I mean, if they had pink, it was obvious, right? I was going to pick that, but they didn't. It's fine. But after I got my card, and it was easy, I just gave them my, you know, they ran my driver's license. I don't know what they did with my driver's license, but signed me up and I was good to go. And I was like, all right, time to wander. I had no idea where I was going. Now, mm-hmm, I know what to look for with a book, right? You go by last name, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I meant, like, I didn't know what department was what, if that makes sense. I could see it said fiction, which is what I usually prefer.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently I was in the new section. There's a new I was like, why can't I find any of my books? This is a small section. Like, this is a big library. Why is it so small?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I was in the new section of fiction.
Did you have to ask?
Yeah, no, I did. I didn't know where I was going. I was like, is there more books upstairs? And she was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, honey, let me tell you.
And she wasn't wrong. So I went upstairs. But not only can you get books, Avi, but did you know you can get vinyl? You can, like, rent. Is that what it's called? Rent? Yeah. Vinyl.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had vinyl that I could take home if I wanted to. They did have, which we talked about this in Trending with Taylor,
mm-hmm.
The
library of things.
The library of things that I could rent out, which I'm excited to see what that
is. I think
is.
You need to take advantage of this. I would love to hear about all the things that you check out from the library.
Oh, my God, I will. I checked one book out last night, but with my library card, did you know they give you streaming services?
Okay, now we're talking.
Taylor's
I'm not a good influence because I don't like to read, but I do love me some TV.
Okay, well, so not only is the streaming services for like audiobooks, but it's for like TV shows and movies. It's like Hoopla and Libby, I think was the other one. There's like three that I get for free. I just have to punch in my library card.
Can I be...
you want to use my library card, don't you?
Can I borrow your library card, please?
All of our dogs do something really strange that we just don't quite understand, and maybe cats too. I mean, those are very confusing animals right there.
Oh yeah.
But my dog Evie, one of the things she loves to do is roll around in my boyfriend neighbor man's armpits, and I never understood why, but last night I asked ChatGPT.
Okay, so pause.
Yeah.
Evie is not a small dog.
No.
How's she fitting in that pit? Okay. What do you mean? Are they laying down?
Okay, yeah. I should probably paint a picture. So it's always when neighbor man's laying in bed.
Okay.
And maybe he's got his like arm behind his head. So the pit is showing.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh huh.
And he'll have his shirt off.
Okay.
Evie will like dive head first into there and roll around in his armpit, mostly with her head, but she's just like rolling around.
Okay.
You know, sometimes like if you took a dog out and they smell something on the ground, they'll just immediately flop
mm-hmm.
and roll around in it. That's kind of what she's doing, but it's his pit.
Okay, so it's stinky.
Exactly.
I knew it.
Uh-huh. Exactly. No, it's like his deodorant has worn out. Mm-hmm. Even I can smell it. I'm like, honey, you should reapply. But I had to ask anyways. And ChatGPT says scent obsession. So dogs love strong smells, especially smells that belong to their pack. Your boyfriend's BO equals O to date alpha human. Your dog's like, yes, let me marinate in this. So everyone knows we're a squad.
Oh.
It could be also a territory marking as well. So it could be her kind of claiming him and you as part of the family. Mm. It could also be that, you know, his armpits stink and she's just trying to like disguise her scent with his. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. So like if a bad animal came to attack her.
Incognito mode.
Yes, exactly. And the last one is just for fun. Honestly, it probably feels good and gets your attention. Bonus points. If you squeal or laugh, your dog learns it's funny little performance.
Mm.
So it's one of those. I'm going to go with she's trying to claim us as her pack.
I would say it's a sign you need to hit the shower, buddy.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I do not want to start any fights between significant others tonight, but there's a big fat chance it's gonna happen because we're talking about going behind your partner's back.
Naughty, naughty.
The question tonight, 55% of people say they have done this behind their partner's back. What is it? Taylor, come on now.
I plead the fifth.
Come on and confess. she doesn't want to.
It depends on the relationship. How about we say that?
It does, I feel.
Some you trust more than others. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I'm confused right now. Who are you talking about? Are you talking about? Do you trust your significant other?
Oh, yeah. Curly, I trust 100%. That's not a problem. No, I'm talking past me. She had issues, okay? And she is why we are the way we are today.
God bless her. 55% of people say they have done this behind their partner's back. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Be careful with tonight's trivia question. I'm not trying to start any fights, but it could. The question is, 55% of people say they have done this behind their partner's back. What is it?
You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, 3810 said they opened a credit card.
A stupid question that I don't know the answer to. I'm going to hope you do. If you're married, like let's say we were married right now.
Okay.
If I opened a secret credit card and I screw it up, right? Max it out, don't pay bills. And now it's like, whose credit does that go on? Both of ours? Mine?
I think it probably depends on your bank situation too. Do you have a joint account or not? Like where is it pulling money from? I don't know. I'm too stupid to be hiding credit cards. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, what is a credit card? I don't even know how to sign up for one. Terry said, damaged the car and fixed it without them knowing.
That would be me.
That was me when I was in high school with my debt. I'm just kidding. That was Terry.
That will, I don't want to manifest anything, but.
You think that's going to be me?
I think it would be either of us. If I went in on a car with my future husband.
Okay.
I back into the garage door. You know dang well I'm not telling. I'm going to go ahead and fix it, and we're going to take that to the grave if I can.
Well, the car I drive now, well, the both cars we have are my boyfriend neighbor man. So if I were to screw it up, that's technically his car.
Yeah, that is brutal. Scary.
I can't even, I got to be careful. I can't let a bird
I've seen
hit
how
me.
You drive. Curbs on curbs on curbs.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They tend to get in my way.
9958 said they got into a fight with one of their family members.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if I got into a fight with...
like a mother-in-law?
Yeah, I wouldn't tell him. Would you?
I
guess it depends.
I really... well, it's hard for me to picture that. Like, I mean, are we talking like screaming fight? I'd be telling him. You better be on my team.
Well, who's
right?
in the wrong? If I knew secretly I was in the wrong, we ain't saying crap.
Oh,
but,
that you just like blew up for no reason.
But if it was totally her fault, maybe she's crossing the line a little bit. Yeah, I'm totally gonna put her on her underneath the table.
I don't want to fight with them.
No, I actually like them. So although that doesn't,
I like to keep the angel image. They're like, oh, yes, the best.
I know, I do too. I'm like, I need that image in for them to think I'm the best girlfriend they've ever had.
Yeah,
little do they know.
Oh, but you don't know, are you?
I'm technically Satan.
Okay.
Sure. The question tonight: 55% of people say they have done this behind their partner's back. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
Do you think they know that we're not the angels? Like, what do you think that... in my head, they think we're perfect little angels.
I don't know.
Or do you think they're actually... maybe they don't like
us. I don't want to know.
Maybe they're like, you know what? That is the worst girlfriend Curly has ever had. Or for me, it's like, neighbor man's like...
I'm gonna keep
done better.
I'm gonna keep baking them stuff and hoping for the best is what I'm gonna do.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, 55% of people say they have done this behind their partner's back. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Snoop on their phone.
Mm.
You know what, it's not because I'll just go ahead and admit some things.
Okay.
It's not that I think he's doing anything, but it's your like, what if...
this is current.
Yeah, neighbor man.
Oh.
He's not going to. The man is too busy to cheat. I already know it. But you... the little devil... there's seriously a devil on your shoulder and an angel. I swear to God. Mm-hmm. Okay? The devil got into me and I was like, well, what if, you know? What if he's tired of me talking about the Hallmark Channel too much?
Dear God.
And me wanting to be engaged 24/7.
Yes.
What if there's another one? So I didn't snoop one time.
Like, was he sitting right there or he was like dead asleep and you face ID'd his sleeping body?
No, it was like I had used his phone for something else. He knew. And then I was like, well, let's just check the other one.
Yikes.
Let me tell you, that man is so freaking boring. He texts no one. Like, the last text is like a month ago. Now that sounds suspicious. It wasn't actually a month ago.
Was it really his phone? He's got two phones.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.